Picture it.
Me, an actual grown woman, a mother and a grandmother, sitting down with a picture book about a man panicking over a newborn and getting a full-body flashback to 3 o'clock in the morning feedings.
That's the power of Uncle Unc Becomes an Uncle.
The cover grabbed me before I even opened the book.
There's a burning apartment, a help me sign, and a pizza on fire, as though this man's whole bachelor life is going up in flames right along with it.
The baby hasn't even been born yet, and his home is already a crime scene.
I was in.
Unc is living his best carefree single guy life.
Takeout.
Football.
Zero responsibilities.
Then a 2 o'clock in the morning phone call flips his world upside down.
His brother Jack is about to become a dad,
which means Unc is about to become an uncle.
And homeboy spirals.
Hard.
We're talking serious panic,
and it escalates in the most delightfully dramatic, over-the-top way that only a children's book can get away with.
And listen, I felt that.
Not because I don't know babies.
Because I do.
There's something about a brand new, floppy-necked newborn screaming for no apparent reason that can still make a seasoned grandmother's stomach drop a little.
Unc's terror isn't silly to me.
It's honest.
Now, let's talk about what I liked.
The rhyme scheme moves.
It's got that read-aloud bounce that keeps little ones locked in.
And the pacing of Unc's spiral. Big fear. Bigger fear. Bigger fear. Offers a great built-in lesson for children about how anxious thoughts can snowball when you let them run wild.
At some point, the story shifts without losing the humor. And that change gives the book its heart.
The illustrations also do a lot of heavy lifting. They communicate Unc's fear in a humorous way while still remaining completely age-appropriate for readers ages 4 to 8.
Now, what gave me pause?
Honestly, not a thing.
My only tiny note is that some of the imagined fear pages are busy enough that a very young 4-year-old may need a grown-up to help walk them through what's happening.
That doesn't stop the story.
It's simply something I noticed.
Now for the questions.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Is it heartwarming?
Also yes.
It manages to be both humorous and heartfelt without either one canceling out the other.
Is there a satisfying ending?
Heck yes.
My recommendation?
If you're looking for a book that's both heartwarming and humorous, this one is for you.
It would work well in homes, homeschools, classrooms, and churches.
And if you liked How to Make a Sandwich or When Mom Feels Great, Then We Do Too, you'll likely enjoy this book too.
Uncle Unc Becomes an Uncle
receives 4.5 hugs from BookZone Reviews.
That makes it very huggable.